Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. And my best friend, co-host, and sidekick, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, nice to be here.
How are you today?
I'm doing well.
It's just like gorgeous in Tampa Bay, isn't it, today?
Oh my goodness, I hope it holds for next week.
Oh yeah, the girls are coming in next week.
Yeah, and they're
week.
Getting snow now.
Oh my goodness, I don't our friends know, are coming in from Canada next week.
Oh wow. Yeah.
So, hi girls, we'll see you next week. So, yeah, but it's good. It was like 74 degrees when I was driving in here this morning. It's just beautiful. I like it.
I do.
And we have on the boards our awesome producer, Mr. Peter Blake.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you
Happy
doing?
Happy Saturday.
Happy Saturday.
Yes.
What's happening?
Oh, a lot of things are happening. But, of course, definitely tune in to the evolution of Sports Talk Radio on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 5, the Sports Web. We give you your own welcome music. We'll let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you like those other Sports Talk shows do from 3 to 5 on the TAN Talk Sports Network. I'm your host, Peter Blake, giving you something to think about.
Yay.
That boy is on fire. Oh, my goodness. And we have special guests here today. We have, well, you've been around a few times at the show, Donna Caesar from Arden Courts. How are you today?
I am fabulous. I am blessed today.
Good.
Thank you, Linda, for having me back again.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're here. And we have a new friend, Mr. Tom Duper, and he has a company called I Celebrate Lives.
Hey, how you doing, Linda?
Just joyful and grateful.
Absolutely. It's the best way to be.
Just tell us a little bit, because then we're going to speak to Donna, and I got some other stuff I want to say. But just tell us a little bit about what I Celebrate Lives is.
Well, we make people cry.
Oh, just like me.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Donna goes, I'm so glad to be here today.
but it's happy cries, because we basically recreate old photos that have been damaged or destroyed. We also do just scanning, making those old photos and slides digital. And we also convert old format videos to new DVDs. So people see things they haven't seen for years and years, and they cry.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that a little bit more in a little while, because that's something that's really close to my heart, because you guys know I'm a photo person. And that
photos and cards.
Photos and cards. That's me. Photos and cards. But I got to tell you guys, first of all, thanks so much for tuning in, because I know how valuable your time is. And I know being a caregiver, you don't have a lot of time just to do what you want to do. So I'm really glad that you're here with us today. And I have, you know, I've been talking the past couple of weeks. Lynn and I are going to have a new radio show, a second radio show. We are not stopping Connecting Caregivers. Yay! But we're going to have a new show starting in April, and it's called Just Good News. Yippee!
Yes.
So the other day, I'm looking on Facebook, and I see this story about a young man. His name is Max Tomey, and he's with his mom and his sister, and they found a man sitting at a bus stop in his wheelchair, and he had missed the last bus. And this man is a veteran. He's a homeless veteran. So they got the wheelchair in the car and everything, and they went to the shelter or wherever, and the shelter was closed. So meanwhile, he's telling them as they're driving in the car his whole story about when he was in Vietnam and all this kind of stuff. And the kid was like just so impressed with that. And he said, no, just take me to the Salvation Army and leave me outside. I'll just sleep outside. And when they open up at 5:30 in the morning, they'll let me in. And Max was like, no, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. So Max found a place, I don't know where it is, and took $20 out of his own pocket to pay for the gentleman to stay there for a night, a safe place where people who are homeless can stay for the evening, which I'm going to find out more about that. And took his own money out of his pocket to buy food for the man.
And he's 16.
16. 16 years old.
He's going to do great things.
Yeah, so I contacted his mom on Facebook, his mom Denise, and I said, yay, I want that kid to be on my Good News show. And she said, oh my goodness, he'd be so flattered. And then the next day I get a message from her that now they have started a nonprofit for homeless veterans.
Oh, God bless. Wow.
That's phenomenal.
Wow,
yeah.
16.
Yeah, 16 years old.
What were we doing at 16?
I don't know.
Worried about what the boys thought.
But you know what it is? You don't hear that good news all the time. You hear the crappy news. So tune in when we start the new show in April, and you'll hear some good news. Because we try to give you good news here, too. But you know, here, some of the stuff that we talk about is sad news.
But it's helpful news,
and it's part of life. It is what it is, and I think it's more important that we talk about it, because then caregivers know that they're not alone, which is real, real important.
Yep.
Because if you're not alone, the whole journey is just better. So I want to give a shout-out to our latest new listeners. We have Michelle from Greer, South Carolina.
Oh, I know where that is.
Do you?
Nice.
So that's kind of cool. So welcome, Michelle. And we have Gail from Largo and Sally from St. Pete.
Sally from St. Pete.
Sally, that's kind of sassy. Sally from St. Pete. It's kind of like Homosassa. Every time I speak in Homosassa, I just like to say it. So we really appreciate you tuning in. You know, Lynn and I are coming up on our first one-year anniversary with Connecting Caregivers in March, and my phone is ringing.
Hi, nice to talk.
Okay, so here comes Peter to the rescue. You know, one thing you learn when you're on radio, you just got to wing it. Whatever happens, kind of happens. Thank you, Peter. Oh, God.
And you have such a long message.
Yeah, I know.
Thing.
That's good.
There we go.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. At least you can call mine.
Anybody else,
rings.
Don't call me during the show, okay? Call me after the show. So I lost my whole train of thought. But anyway. So let's talk to Donna a little bit.
No, you were just mentioning the people who are
new
listeners.
Yeah, our new listeners. Oh, and I was going to say, no, we're coming up on our one-year anniversary with the show. And we are so grateful to our listeners. Because our listeners have, quadrupled in the past year. And everybody's
listening.
They like us. Yeah, we like them, too.
Yeah.
And everybody's finding good resources and good things and being really interactive on the website with the caregiver contest and with the caregiver affirmation and everything. So that just absolutely delights me. And one of my sponsors from the partners from the very beginning has been Arden Courts.
And I am
proud to work with Arden Courts, because you caregivers know out there that I don't work with just anybody. I work with people that I know have integrity. I work with companies that I know my caregivers can trust, because when I send my caregivers in to meet with somebody, I know at many times they're in a very vulnerable position, and I don't have to worry about that at all.
Not at Arden Courts.
Mm-mm. Or any of the other companies that I work with. Mm-hmm. So Donna, you've had a lot going on the past couple of months.
Yeah, it's been, 2017 was very interesting for me. The end of June, I moved my mother from Pennsylvania because she needed just somebody to, pal around with and oversee the medical care, because I knew things were probably going on that I didn't know about.
Right.
And as I found out, there were many things. So I became that primary caregiver. Let me tell you, folks, I had my mom here 6 months. In 6 months, I gained about 45 pounds. I became very depressed, withdrawn, just getting through the days.
And you're a professional.
And I'm a professional. And I am supposed to be able to handle it.
But it's your mom.
But it's my mom.
Right.
Then it became personal. Thank the Lord that I was blessed to have a community, a church community, and friends, and Linda, and Bernadette Holman. All of these folks helped me through it. But I could see me draining away. On November 28th, Mom went to be with the Lord. I did not realize what kind of stress I was having. I did not, and everybody would say, can I help? Can I help?
Right.
Can I help? And I'd say, no, I got this. I've got this.
Yeah, just let me be.
Just let me alone. I'm the daughter. I got it. I can handle this. I have a brother in Texas, a son here that lives locally, even them. Nope, I got it. I got it. I can handle it. Well, after she went to heaven, I realized I didn't have it. I didn't have, my marriage was a mess. My son was upset because he wanted to help, and we're very close. My brother said, I don't know how you did it. I want to tell you that caregiver stress is
huge.
Huge. And I also want to share with you that one in six caregivers will have a major, massive, critical health event prior to their loved one. A perfect example, again, is that I had a family that moved in recently. Mom came to stay with us.
At Arden Courts.
At Arden Courts of Seminole. 2 days later, her husband, they had been married 75 years. Her husband was diagnosed with a massive brain tumor. He passed away yesterday morning at 10 o'clock. You have to, please, if I cannot stress more, reach out to us. Reach out to Arden Courts of Seminole. Reach out to Linda. Reach out to your church. When people ask, accept that help.
Yep.
Because if you don't, you're
hurting yourself.
You're making yourself depressed. You're either going to gain weight, lose weight. I gained 35 pounds during caring for my mother.
I lost 50.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? And everything I wanted to put in my mouth was just comfort food.
Yeah. You get that, though, because that's what you need most at that time. You need some comfort. Because you're so busy taking care of the other person that you don't take care of yourselves. You know, I've seen this a lot. I've seen it happen. And you know what happens sometimes? Sometimes you'll have a couple. And it's just the couple. There's nobody else. And one's taking care of the other one. And the caregiver gets so burned out that they ended up passing away before their loved one.
Yeah, they do.
And then some of the worst scenarios come true. Because God forbid, their loved one has dementia or Alzheimer's or whatever, they can't make decisions for themselves. So that's another thing you guys need to keep in mind, too, is about preparing. And you had some preparing to do, too, Donna, didn't you? Like, everything wasn't in order.
No, there was nothing in place. There was nothing. No power of attorney, no healthcare surrogate, no living will, no DNR. Nothing. My mother had been able to adjust herself and do great in Pennsylvania. When she came to Florida, I'm sure she was homesick. She had some depression going on. But I'm standing at bedside and have doctors tell me, well, she can make her own decisions. No, she can't.
Right.
And that's what Arden Courts is here to help you with. We're here to help you with getting to the right people to get all those things in place.
Right.
We're here to help you with making sure the finances are there. We're here to help you with just being your advocate, just being that person that you can reach out to. It doesn't mean that you're ready to place. It doesn't mean any of that.
No, you're being prepared.
You're preparing for what could happen in the future. You know, I'm driving across the bridge with my brother from Texas, and I'm looking at him, and I'm thinking, oh, God, I can't take him to her apartment. He'll never be able to stay there. So then it's phone calls.
Right.
I am driving across the Skyway Bridge from the airport, and I'm in a daze, and I'm going, what am I going to do with my brother? So you start putting something into place now. Whether it be a friend, a neighbor, that if you do end up in the hospital.
And if you have a pet.
If you have a pet, if you have, you know, a car that need anything that needs to be repaired, call and talk to me at Arden Courts of Seminole. I will more than gladly help you kind of walk through that. I have several families that they're not ready yet, but what I have done for them is write them a letter that it can go to their doctors. It could go to the hospital. It can go to their families out of state so that they know if there is a crisis and something's happening, all they have to do is pick up the phone and call my cell phone.
It's called peace of mind.
It's called being prepared and having the love for yourself and for your loved one to make sure everything is going to be okay. I can't stress that enough.
And your phone number?
My phone number, I'll give you two. My phone number at the office is 727-517-7800. My cell phone number, and I am available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
God bless you.
Is 727-512-9925. I will answer your call. I've been known to walk out of grocery stores with a full basket of groceries to get back to those that need me. So please reach out to us. Reach out to myself at Arden Courts of Seminole.
Yep.
Reach out to Arden Courts of Largo. Arden Courts of Palm Harbor, Arden Courts of Tampa.
Arden Courts, are you getting that drift there, guys?
Arden Courts. Just reach out to one of us. We will be more than happy to help you.
Thanks, Donna. Oh, and Lynn, what was the Stephanie Edwards saying the other day about now you can get from Empath, a Living Will.
A Living Will, a DNR.
A healthcare surrogate.
Yeah.
Power of attorney.
All of those?
I think it was like three of them, but you can get them from Empath Health.
And there's also Empath Health. I sat on their board for some time, and we created what we call the dementia extension. And it gets very specific in memory loss and dementia and what their wishes are of your loved one.
Yeah.
If you need information on that, please reach out to Empath Health or Tracy Christner. Or
I love Tracy.
Yeah, I love Tracy too. Or you can reach out to me. I'm sure I have copies in my office.
Yeah. It's because, you know, we need to get that stuff done in advance. You know, when you're going on vacation, you figure, I got to prepare for this, I got to prepare for that. We don't prepare for our future. And it's so important, and it just makes things so much easier. I know when I first moved to Florida, I used to be in this networking group, and there was a girl there that used to say in the networking group all the time that funeral costs double every 7 years. And I'm thinking, I was young then. I'm thinking, I'm going to live a long time. So I went and I had everything taken care of, and I took my daughter and my husband to the cemetery because we're going to be cremated and put in this rose garden or whatever, you know. So they take us out on one of those little golf carts, like, to show us the stuff. And my husband and my daughter were like, oh, we're so glad you did that, but we don't even want to look at it, please. You know, like, they were just, like, so upset. And I was like, yeah, but when the day comes and you make one phone call and everything's done and everything's paid for, you're going to be really happy about that.
My name's already on my niche over there.
Well, we're down not the block the end from date. Each other. She's in the mausoleum, I'm in the garden. So, but you know what? I have such peace of mind knowing that that's taken care of, that I don't have to worry about that. And just have conversations in general. Just have conversations in general. Lynn and I, because we know in the end it's going to be Lynn and I hanging out together. And we have those conversations. Because sometimes it gets to the point where you're unable to have that conversation. And I don't want somebody picking for me things that I don't want.
Oh, boy, isn't that true?
Yeah.
Like the toilet paper. She told me if we move in together, I have to change toilet paper.
That's important.
To her, I guess so.
Guess so.
I keep mine under my arm.
But really, just different conversation. And what I was saying, too, I blurted in when Donna was talking before. Remember to make some kind of compensation for your pets. Because I've seen it time and time and again where a person passes away, a person has to go into the hospital, a person has to go into rehab. They can't bring their pet with them there. So if you got to wait till the last minute, all of a sudden this dog is home alone, this cat's home alone, they don't know who can take them or what they can do. So think about that ahead of time. Talk to a neighbor or a friend. Talk to a kennel. Talk to somebody that comes in. I just met a gal the other day. She's probably going to be on the show in a few days. She goes to your house and walks your dogs and take care of your dogs. And she's found that a lot of elderly people, then she ends up helping them in other ways. And just, even when they're not ill, just being able to go over there and walk the dog. Because it's really important, too, for seniors to have pets. That's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
About, you know, what the difference a pet can make in somebody's life.
I'm not allowed where I live. You have to live in a certain spot, and I'm not allowed, but I know someone got one because I heard him barking. Then I found out that, no, that was, I was getting emails, and I had changed it by mistake. Every time I get an email, it barks. So I'd be sleeping, and I'd hear it, and I went, oh, they're going to get in trouble. Yeah. Oh, no, just
no,
another email.
Phone. That's too darn... She just got a new phone, and it's like the last flip phone they had. And she's like, I need that flip phone, so...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So now it's barking at her, and she doesn't know why. So.
Yeah, it barks.
Oh, that's too darn funny. So, caregivers, I want to tell you another thing that I think about and I don't say enough on the show is about getting into a support group. Because if you get into a support group, you're going to be surrounded by people that are going through the same thing as you're going through. You're going to be surrounded by people that know more than you know. Or you're going to know more than somebody else and you can help them out. And that makes a big difference. Support groups are so important because you're not going to learn in a book what you can learn in a support group.
Amen to that.
You know, different ideas, different things. And I found recently in one of the support groups I do, Two of the women have become very good friends. So once a week, they both take their husbands, and the four of them go out together. And it's very comfortable for both of the women because both of their husbands have the same kind of issues. So they may not always be appropriate in a restaurant or whatever. So they found different places to go together. And I think that's such a wonderful thing because when you're dealing with someone that has Alzheimer's or dementia, you, unless you're in it, you don't know it.
That is very true. Unless you're walking down that path and you don't know what ball's going to drop next, people can't tell you, I understand.
Right.
It doesn't happen.
When people can connect like that in a support group, I think that's a really good thing. So you can go to Linda's Caregiver Connections. You'll see tons of support groups on my calendar that I do and that other people facilitate. You can contact the Alzheimer's Society. There's a lot of support groups out there. When I first started doing it, it was just me and Karen Truman. Right?
That's been a while ago,
It was funny. I said at the gratitude dinner last night, because there was a lot of women that didn't know each other there, and we were introduced, and I said, you think I'm good with 1,400 support groups? She's like 5,000 support groups that she's facilitated, because she's, how many years she's doing it? A long, long time. But that information is out there. So we're going to get ready to listen to our wonderful partners, because you know what? If you don't hear from your partners, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, but even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838. For your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties. Call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out.
Are you looking for some resources, a support group, inspiration? You can find it all at www.lindascaregiverconnections.com. Lindascaregiverconnections.com. There is a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, movers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email me and I will find the resource you are looking for. Want to nominate a caregiver, download the caregiver affirmation, or listen to this week's show or previous weeks? Just go to www.connectingcaregiversradio.com. Connectingcaregiversradio.com. Need a caregiver coach for one-on-one coaching or as a family? Or if you wish to have me speak at one of your events, just give me a call at 727-365-8383. That's 727-365-8383. That's me, Linda Burhan, the gal who cares for the caregiver.
You'll be there. 'Cause that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah.
Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy.
You are healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
When I first met you, Linda, I was a mess. My dad's dementia, especially the daily stress and agitation, was causing our whole family stress, even losing caregivers repeatedly. Thankfully, someone had suggested we try hemp-infused coconut oil daily. We couldn't believe it. Almost immediately, we noticed a difference, and so did the caregivers. Today, he smiles more. Our family and caregivers do, too. He sleeps better and is a calmer person. It took a long time for us to find a quality CBD product we felt comfortable giving Dad. That's why I started CR World, a company dedicated to providing quality hemp products rich in CBD for seniors and their families, driven by education.
Colette, you really look like a different person. Happier, healthier, and smiling. I'm so happy about that. So for our listeners to find out how CBD is making a difference safely and naturally, you can go to www.comecrworld.com/caregivers. That's comecrworld.com/caregivers, and you can order yours today.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's TAM Talk Radio Network.
And at times, I'll be on your side forevermore.
Caregivers Radio, and get a copy of the affirmation if you would like that. You can just download it from the website.
So where do you get it? Because it didn't come out.
www.connectingcaregiversradio.com. If you want to download the affirmation, also you can join the caregiver contest there. You can go there and you can nominate a caregiver. And last month, our caregiver won 8 hours of respite care, either from Arden Courts or Assisting Hands or Maria's Adult Daycare. So the choice of what works best for the person. And a massage and a haircut and a dinner gift certificate and a whole bunch of good stuff. starting March 1st, too. Anybody that's entered into the contest, Lynn and I are having some caregiver journals made up with the affirmation on the front of it. So anybody that is entered into the contest, because you're all winners to us, will at least get a journal. So go there and nominate a caregiver. So Tom.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit more about what you do, because you know I love what you do, because I love photos and I think they're so important.
Well, you know, it's interesting because when I was 6 years old, I met my paternal grandfather for the first time. He had moved to Florida. We were in Ohio, and we drove my father drove me and my brothers down to Florida, and we met him. And the first words out of his mouth were, "You guys are making too much noise," and he threw us out of his room. So that was the one time in my life that I met him. So I know almost nothing about him, and that sort of led me to the place where I want to make sure that people understand where they came from, good, bad, or indifferent, that they are kind of the sum total of their family
experience,
history.
Right.
Sure. And not only their experience, but
their
fathers
parents,
and mothers and parents.
Right.
And I think even today, families have become so disconnected. We lived in a three-generation home in Ohio. And so my grandparents and my aunts and uncles and parents and then the kids all lived in the same place.
Right.
And it was terrific because, well, it was terrific on the one hand.
Yeah, this is good and bad to everything.
But, you know, 23 cousins in a house was a little bit much. But we were all connected, and we had dinner every Sunday. And, you know, Grandma was 4'11 and 300 pounds, and all she did was cook and clean. I mean, that was that was her life. So I carried all those memories forward, and I about 10 years ago, I wrote my life history. I just started to do it, an hour a day, and recalling all of those memories. And I published it and gave it to each of my five daughters for Christmas that year.
And they adored it,
to this day, they say it's the best present
that they've ever gotten.
Because I want my grandchildren. Shout out to my granddaughter, who's graduating from Air Force Basic Training next week.
What is her name?
Her name is Ashlyn Kimmery.
Congratulations,
yes.
Ashlyn.
Yay, yes, Ashlyn. She wants to make a career out of the Air Force and following in her dad's footsteps.
Good for her.
But it just seemed to me at the time that I was young enough that I could remember all those things.
Had the energy to do it.
And had the energy to do it. And so I did it. And the discipline, which was the hardest part.
Because it's a project.
It is. And now I'm working on sort of the second phase of that for myself. But then I had friends and family that would come to me and say, well, you know, we've got these old slides. Can you do anything with them? Because we don't have a slide. Who has a slide projector anymore?
Right.
Or we have these old VHS tapes or VHS-C tapes or all kinds of analog video cassettes. Can you convert those to digital? And so I went out and found all of the hardware that I needed, and I started to do that as a favor to people. And then when I sort of semi-retired from the advertising business, I said, you know, this is a good thing to do.
And I like it.
It's a good thing to do. I have people, we're sitting there putting together tapes of events that happened 30 years ago that they haven't seen since then. And they forgot what their dad sounded like, and there he is.
And it's just a different world, you know. The other night, my granddaughter stayed over, and we watched a video that we made when my mom passed away for her memorial. Unfortunately, I wish we did it before then, so she could have seen it. But my granddaughter was very young when she died, and now when she was looking at it, she's like, "Oh, look, you all got dressed up on Easter. Oh, every year, oh, look at that. Things are different.
They're very different.
Are different. We had our bonnets and our purses and our little white gloves," and she was like, "Where did you guys come from?"
Right.
But it was a wonderful evening of conversation.
Absolutely. I brought in one of my favorite Pickles cartoons, and the little grandson is looking at the photo album, and he said, "Wow, you and Grandpa used to be people." And that's kind of, you know, yeah, you were good looking, and you had friends, and you did funny things,
and you could walk.
Yeah, and we miss all that because we're disconnected from previous generations.
Right.
And so my goal is to sort of bridge that gap, is to You know, I've done a lot of genealogy research. I have a niece who is an avid Mormon, and so she's really gotten it. She went back to 1300.
Wow.
And so, you know, it just, and who cares what happened 700 years ago, but it gives you a sense of, you know, kind of where you came from and who's in your past. Well,
so you have to take it from the stone tablets and put it digital.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, remember the Polaroids?
Yeah. Oh, I love it. But they fade.
They faded, yeah.
The really sad thing is that all of those, people don't think about it, but those slides sitting in the slide trays in storage, they're losing quality over time, and eventually... not so much.
Right.
I find the clearest pictures are the black and whites from my parents.
Yes.
But the ones when we were kids and when we went to the color and whatever.
Yeah, not as good.
No.
When we first met, Tom, you told me a story about, I think it was some films you had on 8mm and that a man gave you to, and you said, well, you know what you said. Tell the story. Well,
you know. The 8mm format is so small. I mean, it's like 3/8 of an inch, and these things had been in storage for years and years and years.
Right.
And the problem with film, as the American Film Institute and all these other people are finding, is that film becomes very brittle over time.
Right.
And it also loses a lot of quality. So what I started doing was, and again, I went on Google and I said, well, you know, what do you do with a 35-year-old 8mm film? And they said, well, you clean it with baby oil. Hmm. You put a little dab of baby oil on a cotton swab and you run it through. So I'm manually going through and cleaning this as we go, which gives it a little more elasticity.
And you could do it?
Yeah, it well,
because I have some of those.
Yeah, we all do.
I
found some this morning, actually.
I have some VHS tapes where the tape was actually cut or broke, so I had to take it. I learned how to take VHS cassettes apart and repair them. So yeah, I mean, there's a lot of just.
But tell the story about the ones that it was a little darker, and you said to the man, "I want you to come and see this first before I do all the rest." Tell that story.
Yeah, he gave me these films and. The problem with 8mm is that if you remember sitting and watching this, is the film flickers a lot.
Yeah.
And that's because it's going through the light and so on. And I did the best I could with this, and I wasn't happy with it. So I called, it was actually a lady, and I called her over and I said, I want you to take a look at these before I continue
do all
on
the rest,
with it.
Right.
And she looked at them and she started to tear up and she said, oh my God. I can't believe they're so good. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm looking at the quality of these. And
she's looking
and
at
flicker,
her kid.
She's looking at her baby,
yeah.
Who's now 40 years old,
right.
when they were an infant. And so, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's perfect for her. Yeah, me too, Donna. Goosebumps.
I just got chills.
Yeah.
So I just learned, I tell people up front, it's going to look like an 8mm film, regardless of what I do, because it is.
Right.
And in most, in every case.
Every case they say, I don't care, I want it anyway.
I want it. So
That's a great business.
It's been a rewarding business for me because, you know, I spent a lot of time in advertising.
That's not as much fun.
Telling people things they didn't really need to know about products they really didn't need. And I said,
my husband
know,
was a champ at that.
Yeah. I'm getting up there in years, and I want to spend the rest of whatever time I have making people's lives, enriching people's lives.
Well, it makes a difference.
Yeah,
it
absolutely.
Makes a difference.
Yeah.
It
makes so a difference. I've got a mobile unit now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because.
Moving on
well,
up.
Well, no, people don't want to. I mean.
They're afraid to give it to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, because, you know, I have these pictures that have been in frames for 30 years, and the picture's stuck to the glass.
Right.
And so, you know, they don't want to send that across the country or whatever, because what happens if FedEx drops the box or whatever?
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got my units, and I go out to places like Arden Courts and places like that and say, okay, I'm going to be here next Saturday, so if you have anything you need scanned, I can
that's
at least
perfect.
Do the
oh,
scanning
that's
here,
perfect.
Hand the originals back so it never leaves their hands, and then I go and do what I need to do, and then the following week I come back with the digital product. So
yeah, because that happens. I know when my husband's best friend died in Vietnam, my girlfriend who was dating him had two pictures, And she said to Jerry, now be careful. And he sent them off, and they were lost. The only two pictures.
Well, yeah, you know, I showed you before, and
that's those on the radio can't see this. I'm going to see if I can hold it up on Facebook, because somebody gave him a photo, and actually someone's cut out of the photo. It was probably like her boyfriend that she's not with anymore or something.
I'm sure it was.
And you can see it's a very old photo. So he fixed it up and made it into a real picture, you know. Put a jukebox there in place of maybe
there was
the
a jukebox
person.
In the background of hers.
And she had no arm.
No arm.
She had to give her an arm. But this is so awesome to be able to have that.
Yep. On a new face, I'm going to send you some pictures.
Well, the one thing that got me started on all this, and I'll try to be very quick, but I had a good friend whose daughter was getting married, and she had never met her grandfather because he had passed away before she was born.
Okay.
But she had one picture of him, and she said to her dad, can we take Grandpa and put him
in
the picture
frame and bring
with
him
me
as
a bride?
Oh.
And I was able to do that. Wow. And I'm telling you.
Yeah, I got the goosebumps that time.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a wonderful thing to see the happiness and the just the joy that it brings to people. And you say joy a lot.
It's true. It's joyful.
Yeah, it is joyful.
I value all my photos. You know me. I got closets and they're all cataloged and dated. And it's a big deal. But you know what I like about this with what you're doing too? Because it was even the other night when I was sharing that video with my granddaughter. It was difficult for me to get her to sit down and look through a photo album with me. And there aren't that many photo albums today because everything is digital. But if you put it on a video,
it's a movie.
They watch
yep.
it, and
they
it was
will.
Really interesting. Yep. So, you know, even if you have some stuff that's not that old, it's just a couple of years old from when your kids were little or something, make them up because you'll have some time together to have some great conversation.
Yep,
and you'll just feel really good about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
So think about that. All right, it's time for us to hear from our partners, and don't go away, guys. We'll be back in a little bit.
I'm sorry. Well, you came and opened me, and now there's so much more I
see. And so, by the way, I thank you. Adult daycare centers are designed to provide care and companionship for older adults who need assistance or supervision during the day. Programs offer relief to family members and caregivers, allowing them to go to work, handle personal business, or just relax while knowing their relative is well cared for and safe. Maria's Adult Daycare offers mental, social, and physical activities for adults who've lost some independence due to cognitive impairments or chronic health conditions. They provide day services in a safe, caring environment, and they make a difference by ensuring compassionate, quality care. I love it when I visit there and see the smiling staff and happy clients. For a tour of Maria's Adult Daycare Centers, you can call today in Seminole at 727-393-7711 or in Countryside at 727-223-3999. Call Maria. Maria cares. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming, with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
So call today, 1-800-585-7413. 1-800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 1-800-585-7413. Promo code Linda. Don't delay. Call today.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Pen or pencil, so you can write down what's going on in town this week. Hit it, Lynn.
I will tell you. On February 25th at the Performing Arts Center in Pinellas Park at 2 p.m., the Senior Actors Guild and Education Services is presenting Denying Gravity, a blend of comedy and drama. Admission is free. For more information, call 727-536-7076. That's 727-536-7076.
And that's going to be a great show. That's the gals that were on last week, so that should be really good. It's going to be a comedy about fall prevention, more or less.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good show.
Yeah, it's very good.
And it's free.
Free for me.
Good. And then starting on March 2nd, every Friday at 8:30 a.m. on the beach next to the Gulfport Recreation Center, Rosa Carlisle, a certified laughter coach, will be hosting hilarious fun with simulated play for any age and ability. For more information, contact Rosa at carlislerosa@gmail.com.
That's carlislerosa@gmail.com.
Thank you, Linda.
You're welcome.
And then on March 14th from 10 a.m. to noon, Arden Courts of Seminole is having a seminar on facing tough decisions in dementia. Rebecca Wilson will be the speaker. Please RSVP by calling 727-517-7800. That's 727-517-7800.
Remember, guys, knowledge is power. This is a wonderful speaker. Take advantage of these places to go and hear these speakers.
Also, Arden Courts of Seminole is offering free memory screenings on the third Friday of every month from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. If you are worried about a loved one, you can make an appointment by calling 727-517-7800. That's 727-517-7800.
Woohoo! So Tom, if our listeners want to find you, where can they find you if they want to just do some stuff for themselves, or if perhaps if they have a community they want you to come to?
Well, I have my website at icelebratelives.com. And have a Facebook page there as well. And or they can call me at 727-421-2112. That's 727-421-2112. Operators are standing by.
Maybe one day they will be.
Coming through.
I don't know. So think about that. Think about the photos that you have that you haven't seen in a long time that you want to look at, or that one that's kind of like ripped that needs to be fixed or repaired, you know, or anything that. Or if you want to cut your ex-husband out of the picture, you know, you can do that too.
That's easy.
It's not too bad.
Your current one.
Hopefully not. Yeah, but think about that, because I think it's a project. It's not going to happen overnight. So you need to like sit down and decide you're going to do it and do a little bit each day until you get it. I think I'm going to start working on a new project soon, so I'll keep you guys posted. So Donna, where can our listeners find you?
All right, call Art and Courts of Seminole. It's 727-517-7800. Or you can email me at donna.caesare, CEASARE, at arden-courts.com.
Thank you. And you can find both of them in case you didn't write that all down. You just go to Linda's Caregiver Connections, and you'll see Tom's listing for I Celebrate Lives. You'll see information about Arden Court. There's blogs there. There's frequently called numbers and all sorts of good stuff. So, so we're all excited. So the Canadians are going to be here next week, huh?
They are. I'm very excited.
All her girlfriends from, like, high school, and they all just want to meet me. She didn't even want them to know about the show, but I infiltrated them.
Yeah,
that's a good job.
They email her more than me because I don't go on Facebook. I have a Facebook page. Not my real name, though. So they go on her page and comment. And
yeah, it's all good. It's all good. I'm excited. I want to hear the tales about Lynn when she was younger. And
so you can all find Lynn through Linda Buran.
So thanks for tuning in today, guys. I really appreciate you spending time with us. You know that you can listen to any of the shows. They're all podcasts at either tantalk1340.com or my website, www.connectingcaregiversradio.com. Spend some time with your loved one today. Not worrying about if they're eating or if they're taking their medicine or if they're going to the bathroom. Spend some time with them looking at the photos. Spend some time holding their hand. Spend some time together, because the time will be gone and you will not have that time to do that. And that's the biggest regret that I hear from caregivers. So thanks for tuning in today. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
And soon I will be there to brighten up even your dark.